Yep.
Having guests.
No. She's still a little shaken up, I think.
Right.
Tonight, too.
Melinda, so we're just trying to find out what you heard, what you saw, and how you became aware of this incident.
I think it was about... Oh, God, I'm freezing now. I think it was about 1:30, and I was sleeping, and I heard a car crash, and... I've had this happen several times over the years in this neighborhood, and so I immediately jumped up and grabbed my phone, and I went out on the balcony, and I could see that there were lights on a car, and I knew it was probably, I know where that driveway goes into the condos there. I can't totally see it because my trees are so thick, but I could see it because of the lights.
Okay.
And then I heard the car honking, and so I called 911, and I stayed out there for, I don't know, a couple of minutes, maybe before, it seemed like it took a little while for the police car to show up.
Okay.
And I'm assuming it was a police car. I don't know if your new vehicles have different lights on them. It seems like there was white lights all across the top. Is that what they do now, instead of the flickering?
Some of the ones have red lights, spotlights, and they're all black lights, and take down lights.
Yeah. I mean,
they still have the red and blue, but those are the white lights usually just to illuminate.
Okay, I didn't see any flickering lights, but the car went past, and I assumed it was the police car, and I thought, oh God, he passed it, and... I came in the house before that happened. I came in the house to call my son, and then when I went back out, I didn't see the car lights on the car that had crashed, and I'd heard him before that trying to move the car. It sounded like his wheels were skidding in the dirt.
Okay.
And I thought, well, maybe when I came in, he had left. And then while I'm standing there, that's when I see the cop car go by. And then I stood there a couple more minutes, and I didn't see the cop car come back, but I heard somebody holler out like 3 or 4 times, drop the knife. And on the third or the fourth time that he hollered that, I thought, oh my God, what are you doing standing out here? And my immediate thought was, there's going to be gunshots. I don't know why, I just automatically thought that. And I turned around and I ran back into the house, and as I hit my door, the shots started going off. And I just grabbed my dog and I fell to the ground, and I I'm not sure how many shots I heard, maybe 4 or 5 shots, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe 6 shots, I don't know, I think it just kind of got blurry at that point.
That's understandable.
Okay. So, when you say you went to the floor, what happens after that?
I'm sorry, I went to the...
You said you dropped to the floor? What happened after that?
I think as I hit... the ground. I think the shots stopped about then, but I just stayed there for another minute. And okay. And my dog was so scared, I let her go, and she just went straight to her crate and was scared to come out. And
were you still on the phone with 911 at that point, or no, you had already hung up?
Okay. No, I had hung up with them, and somewhere in between calling them and this all happening, I called my son. I think it was before. I can't remember if I called him because he lives up Hillcrest. I don't remember if I called him before the shots. I think it was after the shots because I couldn't stop shaking. And so he came down here immediately, and he stayed here for 45 minutes. And then okay. just as he left, the other officers came okay. over.
Now, I know you had mentioned hearing drop the knife 3 or 4 times. Was there anything else that you heard being said or no. yelled? Was this a yell, or was it just softly spoken?
Oh, no. He had to be hollering it because I heard it very plainly on the balcony.
Okay.
So it was definitely, and it's coming through the trees. I mean, it was, in other words, did the guy hear it? He had to hear.
He was projecting his voice, yeah, whoever no, said this.
Yeah, no, he was definitely, you know, and of course, the tone of his voice is what scared me too, thinking, get out of here because you're in the open space. And
so yeah. the tone, is that because you mentioned you figured there might be shots following that. That's why you had thought yeah, it'd get away? Is because of the tone?
Not so much the tone, just what he's saying. Drop
the content
knife,
drop, as well.
And saying it 3 or 4 times.
Right.
I'm thinking, okay, he's not going to say it too many more times before something's going to happen. Was that
right.
split second thought I had and to get out of there.
Okay.
So I'm going to back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I heard the crash. Where are you at that point when you heard the crash?
I was in bed sleeping.
Okay. And you said you went out to your balcony, am I correct?
Yeah, I grabbed my land phone and went out with my phone. I hadn't dialed 911 yet.
So you get out to the balcony, what did you see, what do you hear at that point?
All I could see were lights from a car, the taillights and stuff from the car, and I kind of knew where it was. And then he started with his horn, and I thought, okay, it was an accident. Because, you know, sometimes you're woken up and you think, what did you just hear? And so that's when I dialed 911, I think, at that point.
You know what kind of car or color it was that you saw?
I couldn't see the car at all. All I could see were the lights.
The lights, okay. Now, you made reference to a he. The person in the car, do you know if it was a male or female?
No.
Okay.
The voice I heard, I'm assuming, was a police officer.
Okay. Did you see anybody in the car?
No.
No? Okay.
I mean, you're welcome to go up and look from my balcony. So
yeah, can we do that? Yeah, just so we can see the vantage point?
Yeah, because the density of the trees, if the lights were on, I couldn't see anything. I'm sorry. I just can't stop shaking still.
That's okay. What kind of dog? Oh, fierce little
She's
thing.
She's a little one. Yeah. It's okay, baby.
Shh. Hi. It's okay, puppy. Oh, there's a big balcony.
So when I can remember standing right about here, and I could see his light straight through here, but as you can see, you really can't.
Yeah,
see
I'm just
vehicle.
Gonna. I'm gonna take a picture of your.
I'll use my phone, Jared.
Oh, because of the light. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the heads up.
Direction. I'm assuming that the person in the car is deceased. I'm only saying that because my son was here. He went and looked over the hill and said it looked that way.
Yeah, all of the hill crush is shut down right now for the investigation.
Yeah.
Can I take one picture this way?
Oh, come on over here.
I've had several episodes of things happening in this neighborhood.
Is this, you had mentioned before that there's a possibility that there's been more accidents on this stretch right here?
Yeah, there was several years ago, 3-4 years ago, there was a car on, I think, New Year's Eve coming out of this driveway of the condos.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she'd been drinking or what, but it also had been raining. And for some reason she pressed the gas pedal, and instead of turning, she went right through the wall and landed on this house over here. Then there was another time where a car ran the light here on Duesenberg and didn't know that it was a dead end, and the person, I think, was probably drunk and ran into the hill, and he died.
Okay.
From that. So there's been several episodes of things. And I guess because I'm raised up here, I hear it more, and my bedroom door is normally open, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're just talking in a normal tone, and I can hear the whispers, you know? So I can definitely see how you...
What I heard was definitely much louder than that. It was definitely a shout coming out from the officer to drop the gun in the morning. Not the gun inside tonight.
Hey, are you still at the inner, outer perimeter? Oh, you are? Okay. Because I can see from her vantage point, she has a thick eucalyptus tree, but I can see Norris is, I see it flickering. So the eucalyptus tree? Just basically where Norris's car is, we're right behind there. There's a balcony. I can touch the tree leaves from her balcony. No, the tree is so thick you can't see through. She heard all the yelling, but she just can't see anything because the brush of the tree. So, yep. Yeah, Jag took a bunch with his iPhone X because it's a better camera. Cool. All right. Uh-huh, bye.
Gentlemen, and they're
an
older couple in their
80s. Okay. Do you have a video surveillance system that points that way?
Do I have
video surveillance, video cameras that might point that way? Do you know if your neighbors are across the street?
I doubt very much that they do, but... Okay.
And you said that the one directed in front of you, that's the one gentleman that has the heart problems?
Yes,
uh-huh,
he has a caregiver that's there with him.
Okay.
But I didn't see their lights, anybody's lights come on.
Did you hear anybody else talk besides the guy saying drop the knife?
No, it was strictly one voice I heard.
Okay. Was anybody else home at the time here at your house when this happened?
No. My son came over, you know, within 10 minutes of me calling him.
Okay.
That's nice. So he lives close?
Yeah, both my kids do. They just live up Hillcrest. So...
Okay. You can go back upstairs. More things that you want to talk about, you heard. So if that happens, give me a call.
Okay.
And then we'll talk.
Just be careful, too. There's a step right there. I don't want you stepping back on accident and falling.
Thank you.
business card. My name, like I said, my name is
Francisco. Okay.
And my cell phone number is on top.
Okay.
Actually, can I? And it's Linda, L-I-N-D-A, and then... Okay, your birthday? And by any chance, do you have to know your driver's license number?
I think the other Dallas number too.
And the front, your phone is 805. Is this your cell phone or the house number?
That's the cell phone.
What's the house number?
805. I very rarely answer it though.
And this is the number you call 911.
Yeah, I called 911. Yeah. As long as you're asking me that, you can't dial 911 from your cell phone, correct?
No, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
You can. Yeah.
So, and the way it works, depending on the towers, usually if you're closer to the freeway and one of the towers picks it up to the freeway, they'll dispatch it to CHP, unless they have pre-existing to redirect it to a certain jurisdiction. But if you're kind of look for, away from the freeway, you should go to the sheriff's office.
I see.
But the CHP can still transfer it to whatever jurisdiction it is. So
okay.
It takes a little longer.
All right. For some reason, I always thought I couldn't do that. That's why it's probably the only time I use my phone is when I'm doing a 911
right. number. No, yeah. Yeah, because sometimes if you're out away from your landline, definitely. If you're emergency, call 911 from your cell.
Okay.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Linda.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry for your inconvenience. All right, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.